The Hard Shoulder.
With Nissan. Number one for petrol in Ireland. Number one for electric. Nissan. Innovation that excites.
This is News Talk.
Apparently, Keith Richards, the Rolling Stone, has said in a revealing interview in Mojo magazine, celebrating his 75th birthday, 35th wedding anniversary, that it is harder to give up cigarettes than alcohol or drugs. Which got us thinking, and it's a great pleasure to welcome to the show Tony Sheridan. He is a social media manager at University of Limerick, and he's been writing and talking about this. The university in Limerick actually made a campus change in relation to smoking. And let's hear his story. Welcome to the programme, Tony. You were a smoker.
Yes, Ivan. Hi, how are you doing? Thanks for having me on.
Like, how many a day did you smoke?
20. Yeah, I'd go through the whole box in the day, no problem.
And what brand did you smoke? Were they strong ones, or were they light-tipped ones?
And then to the end of smoking, I was smoking menthols, the Silcut, the ones with the click capsule.
All right. So and there was no such thing as Sweet Aftons or pipe smoke that you'd roll and go straight into it.
No.
Inhale into your
boots. I never rolled my own. I always bought the box. But okay. I was a 20 a day. I started when I was in college. When I was a teenager, I thought smoking was the most disgusting thing. I would never smoke. I was healthy, no way. And then I came to university and my friends were smoking and, you know, you're having one with a beer and then you're having one hungover. And next thing I knew, I was a smoker. And I smoked for 13 years and I was 20 a day. I work in the university where I studied. And three before I began work and then 11 o'clock, every time I had a coffee, lunch break, I might have three more, leaving in the evening. And constant. And
there's nothing like the first cigarette of the day, just to lift your forehead a bit. You know, it is fantastic.
Yes. So I tried last January, New Year's resolution, to do it. I went to a counsellor, a life coach, to try and motivate me to do it. And all attempts failed. But I it was on the cards that I really was trying. And I had failed kind of multiple times. And then it was announced the university was bringing in a smoke-free campus zoning. So it's part of Healthy Ireland, Healthy Limerick, Healthy Campus Initiative. They're doing lots of different things. But one of them is that they were announcing on the 1st of June that it would be a smoke-free campus. Now, the interesting thing about it is it's not punitive. So if I wanted to keep smoking and go out to the car park and have one, nobody's going to come put handcuffs on me or, you know, I'm not going to get fined. But to me, I said, well, look, if they're declaring it's a smoke-free campus and I've been trying, that's the date. I'm going to pick that date and I'm going to stop. Now, thankfully, the university, because it wasn't punitive, the initiative, they offered support. So I accessed those supports to try and help me. And I can say that I began by not smoking at work. I was still having the first 2 weeks. I would have one in the morning, not smoke at work, have one in the evening, or a few in the evening. I did that for 2 weeks. And then I cut out the morning for a week. And then I cut out completely. So I did a little phased over a month. But since, I guess, July last year, I've not smoked at work, not smoked in the morning, not smoked in the evening times. I will be honest with you, Ivan. I have slipped up while having a few pints a couple of times. That wouldn't have been my last cigarette last July, but while sober anyway, and 99.9% of the time, I am a non-smoker now since that date through this smoke-free campus initiative.
And what do you make of Keith Richards saying it's actually harder to give up nicotine than Class A drugs?
Well, you know, I haven't given up the Class A drugs because I was never on them, so I don't know. Just to put that out there.
Like most professors, you're on pot and all that stuff.
I found it incredibly difficult. And one of my favourite things now is catching myself not having had cravings. Do you know, so like I had a craving today. And I said, wow, that's the first one I've had in a few days. Whereas at the start, it was torture. It was ridiculously hard. And actually leaning into the whole campus thing, you cannot purchase. We have multiple shops on campus. We have bars on campus. You cannot purchase cigarettes or tobacco on this campus, which is wonderful. Because in those first few weeks, if there was stressful days at work, as everybody has, and if I could have went to our spar shop that's only 2 minutes away from my office, and purchased a box of cigarettes, I would have done it. But as it stands now, I can't purchase them on the campus, so I would have to go a 35-minute walk off the campus. And by that time, the craving would have kind of died down.
Well,
so,
you see, there's a number of things. Now, I'm listening to you. Mm-hmm. And I like a lot of things, I am actually an expert on this subject. First of all, you know what some people do? They actually put sellotape around a half-finished package of cigarettes and carry them around with them so that the cravings are, you know what I mean? It's not like, oh, right now I'm going to go for one and I have the opportunity or in a pub. You actually have to live with the temptation there the whole time. The second thing is, I have to tell you, I'm not impressed insofar as if you're a real, real suck it into your boot smoker as opposed to a social smoker, one cigarette will have you back on a packet of 20. In other words, this notion that you could have one with a pint and then the next day smoke.
No.
Like, you know, you did let the sides down there where you said you can drink and smoke. I mean,
No. I'm not making that point. I don't think that's right. I'm saying that I have been in a situation where I was drunk and I slipped up. But the most important thing there is that next day, it was like the first day of giving up again.
That's right.
It was incredibly
That's what I did. I'd have a chat with myself and I'd say, Ivan, however much in this moment of acute need, you have a cigarette, you'll want the second one more. And therefore, are you solving anything by sating your demand now? Because you're just kicking the can down the road, you're going to have it. But I did find, and I would say to people, that the vaping, the Nicorette, the different products, the patches and so on, I had tried hypnotism and so on, and I tried different things and tapes and so on, and I tried going on pipes and different things, but at the end of the day, the Nicorette did help me because it gets you over that intense moment. The other thing I would say to people,
was that a patch, Ivan?
No, it's the chewing gum. Yeah. So I personally found that the other thing I would say is that you see you're only a year and a half off them.
Yeah.
Instead of wanting a cigarette every minute, then it becomes every 2 hours, then maybe twice a day or once with a coffee or after a meal. And then it becomes, well, once a day. And then it becomes once every 2 days. And then it becomes once a week. But then out of a clear blue sky, the cravings could go down, but you suddenly have one really intense moment as if all your cravings were concentrated into one moment. And that is when a lot of people slip back. And you've got to be waiting for it. It's going to come at you and you've got to be ready.
What do you do at that moment?
You just become an antichrist. You just take it out on everybody else around you and you just swear and you give out and life isn't worth living and you F and you blind and you do all those and then the moment will pass. You will feel a sense of relief having got all that off your chest. All right, well, and you can give me no help on the Class A drugs at all.
No, unfortunately not.
All right. And what way are students? I mean, are students smoking more than ever or are they?
I would say nowadays it's incredibly uncool to smoke. I think the student body here are much more into fitness and healthy eating, and you know the queue in the University of Limerick is at the salad bar, you know. So it's they're very health conscious, environmentally conscious, and smoking is just not cool anymore, which is wonderful. And I do think the fact that they can't buy them on this campus is stopping. I mean, you know, it's a smoke free campus and it's wonderful. And I think I'd love to see in 20 years time, kids not being able to imagine the fact that people used to smoke on college campuses or in public parks, and hopefully we'll be rid of the damn things as a country, you know.
Okay, the other thing is, if you go on national radio and do an interview saying how you've given it up, you will have no shame whatsoever if you cave in and go back on it.
Like,
that is actually a good way, to kind of put these barriers.
Even
if I wanted to, I couldn't now. It'll be so embarrassing. All right. Every continued success, and anyone's trying to give up, you have my sympathy. Tony Sheridan, social media manager at the University of Limerick. Some texts in relation to smoking. I gave up. I've given up 1 year and 1 day. It's not hard. It's just hard staying off them, and accessibility doesn't help. Monty in Cork says, my grandfather drove a council truck, ate fatty sides of bacon and smoked 40 fags a day. He died at 88. Then you read about poor misfortunates who die of lung cancer at 45 who never smoked. You can't beat DNA. All right, Monty, I take your point. But I think the research is compelling. In terms of public health, everyone is in agreement that smoking is horrendously bad for you. The government should just outlaw them. Then it'd go underground. Ban the sale of them. I know the black market argument, but if they're not freely available, then you would at least have half the number of smokers.